Second graders, are you excited? Or are you real somber and sad? You're doing okay. You're all right. This is a big day for you guys. And we celebrate your first communion on what's called Good Shepherd Sunday. Always this time of year, it's called Good Shepherd Sunday. And you're going to get this answer right, because, my friends, whenever a priest goes into a classroom, Catholic school, religious education classroom, the students always have a one-word answer that is usually correct, okay? Let's see if it comes true in this case. Who is the Good Shepherd? Who is the Good Shepherd? Jesus, that's right. See? Almost every answer to the question the priest asks, the answer is Jesus. Can you guys say that too? Jesus. All right. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. And he called himself that, okay? He said, I'm the Good Shepherd. And I bet you that you know what a shepherd does. A shepherd takes care of sheep. And sheep need to be taken care of because they need help getting food. They need help finding water. They have to be protected from wolves and other wild beasts. And, well, they need a lot of guidance because they get lost easily and they can get hurt easily. And so they need a shepherd. Sheep need a shepherd. And so Jesus, when he said, I am the good shepherd, he's saying, are you ready for this? I am your shepherd. What? Because you need me. And he's not being like prideful, you know, kind of stuck up. He's not being that. You need me to help you, to guide your life, to help you to find good food and something good to drink, and to help you to know how to live your life, to kind of teach you how to live your life, and keep you safe. That's what Jesus does. Now, this question is going to be harder. Maybe I'll ask Josie to answer this one, okay? This question is going to be harder. I am called the pastor of St. Joseph Parish. What does it mean, that word pastor? Anybody want to take a guess? What does it mean? A priest, that's right. A priest can be a pastor. So what is a pastor? What does that word mean? Should I ask Josie? What do you think? Really obvious. Jesus is the good shepherd. That's right. Okay. That's what a pastor is a shepherd. So I'm not trying to focus attention on me, but I want to tell you what I do because it's going to help you as first communicants and everybody who's here today. Okay? So if a priest is a shepherd, then he needs to be like Jesus, the good shepherd. No, he's not going to be perfect like Jesus, but I'm not going to be, that's for sure. But he's like Jesus, the good shepherd. Okay, so one of the things that the shepherd does is teach. And this shepherd loves to teach. And you know why I teach? I want you, I want everybody to know who Jesus is. I want you to love Jesus. I want you to love God. I want you to know how much God loves you and how God treasures you, and that's the absolute truth. And, ready for this? I want you all to go to heaven. So I'm going to teach. I'm going to teach you about Jesus. And I'm going to teach you about what the church has to say about what Jesus said to live our lives. That's one thing that I do. In fact, I'm doing it right now. Can you tell? Yeah. All right, that's number one. Number two, remember the shepherd? When the sheep get lost, he goes and looks for them and tries to find them. And he calls their name. He calls out, and they can recognize his voice. And so I like to hang out with you so that I can get to know who you are, and you can get to know what my voice sounds like. Not just like I'm talking right now, but sometimes people seek out my voice, what I say, in order to help them. because they get lost sometimes, and they need some help, and they want a familiar voice to talk to them. So it makes sense that the shepherd hangs out with the sheep, right? And then you can recognize who the shepherd is. So what happens when people get hurt? People get hurt because they sin. Or people get hurt because they have an illness, a really serious illness, or something like that that's going on in their lives. So what I do is what Jesus told me to do. I hear confessions in that box over there, in that room over there. Just like you guys had your first reconciliation last year. We hear confessions so that those sins can be forgiven. The hurts can be taken care of. And when people are really sick, I put oil on their foreheads and their hands, the palms of their hands, so they get better, that Jesus heals them, and that they know that Jesus cherishes and loves them. And some of the people in this assembly tonight, I have done that. I've anointed them. And they felt the loving embrace of God because of it. I take care of the sick and those who lose their way. But, friends, there's one other thing that I do. I get to feed you. I do not have a bag of Cheetos to give each of you. I will not feed you junk food, my favorite. Here at St. Joseph, as your pastor. Now, outside if we were at a picnic, I'd say, here, you want some of my junk food? Okay. But not here. Not here. I have special, wonderful food for you. And yes, sir, you're pointing somewhere, aren't you? Is what? In the tabernacle. And you're pointing at that box there. Deacon Brian, would you point at the box there? That's the tabernacle. You're right. What's in there?
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus, body and blood, soul, divinity. That's right. We're going to use we're going to bring Jesus out of the tabernacle to distribute communion today. You're right. He's there. And that's a very special presence that he has. You bet. You bet. So that's absolutely correct. And you hit on the food that I give to you, that I feed you. So are the first commit, you're on the edge of the pew. Come up with me. You'll go back in just a second. Come on up with me. We're going to do something like we've done before. Come on up. Come on around here. Come on. You can be on each side. There we go. Some of you come on over here. Okay. All right. First thing I want you to do is look at them. Are they scary? Are they okay? Okay. Yeah, they're not a scary group. Okay. See, this is what I see every Sunday or every weekend right here. And these folks here are some of the sheep that I was talking about. You guys are the sheep too. Now, you want me to dare you to bay like a sheep? All right. So they're the sheep and you're the sheep. And one of the most important things I do is I feed the sheep. So, like we were talking about with the tabernacle, what do I feed the sheep? What does the priest feed the sheep? You. What do I feed you? Not Cheetos. What? You got it. What is it? The body of Christ. That is our food. That is Jesus who comes to us from heaven. So I give you the food, which is the body of Christ. What about the drink? What is that? What is that that I give to you? What is that? The blood of Christ. You got it. Yes, exactly. The choicest of food and drink, the very body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus. And you receive it from this altar every time you come up to communion. So this will be your first time, but then after that, all the time, come to communion to receive Jesus, because he becomes a part of you and he walks with you in your journey of life. And that's the kind of food we need. Cheetos will help us put on weight, but Jesus will be with us all the time when we receive his body and blood, soul, and divinity. Sound like a plan? Wouldn't that be cool? That's what he's done for us. And that's what your pastor, or any pastor, gives to his sheep. And that's one of the most important things that I will ever do, is feed you Jesus. And I need him too. Okay? What do you think? You know your way back to the pews? Okay, you can go back to your pews. Aren't they great? They're wonderful. And see, this is one of the favorite things that I do as a priest, is to be with you and to give you Jesus. I couldn't think of anything else to do with my life. So, that's the pastor. We're celebrating First Communion, and my last thing is a shameless plug. You ready for it? We need good shepherds. We need good shepherds who will be priests in our church. And I want to speak to every, in this case, every young boy who's here receiving First Communion, because it's around the time of my First Communion that I got interested in being a priest. First time God put the seed in my head. I would like to talk to the youth and the young men here about being a priest. God's people needs priests. We can't have Mass without a priest. We can't have sacraments without priests. And we need people, young men, to step up and say, I'll listen to God and respond to his voice because he's calling me to something. He's calling me to the priesthood. So like around my First Communion is when I first started thinking about it, I want to invite every young man, every boy in this assembly to ask God if he's calling you to the priesthood. We need shepherds. We need the pastors of God's flock. So, we get ready now to celebrate First Holy Communion and the blessings that God brings to us through his presence in our lives. May God keep our first communicants close to him always, and may they always be close to Jesus through Holy Communion.